Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you.
Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through their tabletop game of their choice. This is 5GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hey, really quickly before we get started, we just wanted to say we're playing Orbital Blues for Orbital Blues Month, which is happening right now. Orbital Blues Month is a group collaboration on BackerKit, which launched April 1st, hosted by Soul Muppet Publishing. From new adventures and factions to new mechanics and spaceships, Orbital Blues Month will grow the scene with new material, with six different crowdfunding campaigns happening right now with six different creators. So if you're listening to this miniseries and decide you really like Orbital Blues, A, go pick up your own copy yourself, and then go to www.backerkit.com and look up Orbital Blues Month to see the cool things that are being crowdfunded. All right, we hope you enjoy this miniseries, and we'll see you amongst the stars.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to 5GMs of Trenchcoat presents Orbital Blues. Let's all go around. Adam?
Hey, captain of the most unprofessional bunch here.
We're professionals? Excuse you?
So professional.
I'm Tallulah. The hand. Pass it to my left.
Oh, that's me. On his left. Hello, everyone. It is Yudi once again playing as Flux, the mechanic, who is totally actually really good at her job, and I don't know what she's doing here.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Kendrick or Kendo, whichever you prefer. And once more, I'm playing Hawkins, the kid. And I'm doing my best, trying to make his money, but always in the wrong ways.
Oh, no. Hi, I'm Kim, and I'm playing Ro, and I don't know why everyone's yelling. And I think Hawkins is crying. I don't know. I'm nervous. I'm so nervous right now.
All right. Well, so you guys are in this truck, and you guys wanted to go check on the peacekeeper guy to see if he's still alive?
Yeah, I think after you guys have your argument and Tally puts their head on the window sad, I'm just like, hey, so our options we have are either space or back to the bar, and both options don't seem that great, so do we maybe want to go like check to see if that peacekeeper guy got, or if not, then maybe we could get information out of him?
Secret third option. I like it. See, she can go with the flow.
My head's out the window. I can't hear you.
Didn't you just respond, Callie?
Can't hear you either.
You just responded, which means you could hear.
Man, the sand is so loud.
Yeah, I think checking to see if he's still alive. Because he's the one that was transporting... Well, we now know it's medicine.
Mm-hmm. Now it's
in that
medicine.
Box.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So... he should know something, or if the other gang left anything of him, we can search the ship or something, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, there might be something. I don't know.
I think that's a great idea.
Careful, it sounds awfully lot like a plan.
I came up with that one. Flux just said yeah.
Oh, it's just interesting to me.
Isn't your head out the window?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Yeah, you can't hear. That's what I thought. I put in the GPS.
Okay. How are you guys going to approach this? Are you going quietly? Are you just going straight there?
I guess because, like, we don't know if he's been taken or not.
Right. I think as soon as we see...
Or if he's dead.
Right. As soon as we see, like, in the horizon, if it's just the freight, or if we can tell, like, oh, there's... Mm-hmm. The gang is still there. Mm-hmm. Right? Because if the gang's still there, we might want to be a little more careful about it. But if the gang's not there, he's either dead or he's not. So we might as well just approach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so someone give me an observation check.
Who's driving again?
I am.
Yeah, Hawkins, do it.
That's an 8.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of look around, and it looks like there's no one. There's no, his ship is still there, but it's essentially like on cinder blocks, like it was taken apart.
Oh boy.
So yeah, but you don't see him anywhere. But there's no one else there.
Oh, that doesn't look good.
I mean, it just looks like they got all this stuff.
I think you might have gotten, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at least the gang's not here. That's something.
True. What are we trying to get from this guy again?
Info?
I'm not sure. I'm going with the flow.
I'm sorry, isn't your head out the window?
Yep.
Yeah, so I
thought... You'll get the hang of it eventually.
But yeah, because they were talking a lot about a peacekeeper with the medicine and whatever.
Yeah, so safe to assume this peacekeeper...
Who's not the medicine, a peacekeeper?
Who used to be, was trying to quit. I didn't really get all that. There was a lot of shooting in between. I mean, we don't lose anything by checking the what's left of the ship, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So I guess we'll approach and check it out if it doesn't seem like there's anyone there.
Sounds good.
All right, so you go up to it and the ramp is open, but you don't hear anything or see anyone.
All right, Hawk, you should bring your gun, just in case.
I always do. And you see him, like, pat a part of his pants.
I'm going to assume that's where the gun is. Get off.
Yeah, we'll get out.
All right, anyone going into his ship? Or what's left of it?
I'll go in.
Oh, Hawk goes in first.
I'll take point.
Okay, give me a savvy check.
Ooh, okay.
And you have upper hand.
Hey, that is an 11.
Hey.
Nice. All right.
Hell yeah.
All right, so as you're looking around, the guy jumps out with, like, a pipe and tries to swing at you, but because his legs hurt, he kind of, like, falls over and misses.
Oh, yeah, and he only has, like, one hand now.
I pop out from behind Hawk because I was standing right behind him. Like, he could body block me just in case. And you see my head just sort of, like, pop out of from his side. Oh, you're alive still.
Yeah, no thanks to you guys. Now I have nothing.
Looks like they did a number on you.
They left you alive, though.
Yep, I mean, when you start, like, pissing and shitting yourself, it kind of gets awkward. So they just kind of left me. But now I'm in the middle of the desert with nothing. So, you know, and a shot leg and a shot hand. So I'm good as dead, thanks to you guys.
I hear there's a doctor debatable. Not too far away.
Well, yeah, but I still have to get there. Usually that's the problem.
Right, right.
You've got a tractor.
No, they took the tractor.
Oh, I should have taken the tractor.
That was my pride and joy, that tractor.
It was a good ride.
Yeah.
It was very nice looking.
It was beautiful. I named it Wendy.
Wait, hold on. Sorry, we're getting backtracked. We had questions for you.
Why would I help you?
Because you know we're probably going to kill you.
I mean, I'm already pretty much dead.
Okay, because if you do help us, we'll give you credits.
Threatening people again.
How about you give me money and you take me to the city?
No, you help us first, and then we give you credits.
We can take you to the city.
Right. We can take him to the doctor at least.
I don't
want
to go to the automotive plant, all right? I don't want to go there.
Why not?
Why not?
Well, they're all fighting over that area.
Right.
You know, so it's going to be a battleground sooner or later.
There's a doctor there.
Yeah, the last thing I want to do is be injured in the middle of a battlefield.
Or you can be injured in the middle of the desert for a little longer. We just leave you here.
Oh. Yeah. And also, what was going on with the briefcase? What do you know about that?
I mean, I don't know much. Like, I just happened to catch it, like, as the doctor was leaving. At the time, I didn't know what it was. But okay. I was like, I noticed it looked weird when he went through our checkpoint.
So you don't know where he got it?
I mean, all I know is something about, like, some drunk paid it to him or something.
Okay.
Did you know what was in the boxes we brought?
No, but, like, I know that everyone wants it really bad.
Oh, it was medicine, so there's that.
Oh. Oh, no, the medicine was... We took that. The peacekeepers took that, and then I took it, and then I sold it to them, and they sold it back to me. It's a whole thing. You
that
see, it's
a like
whole
a
circle.
We gave it away for free.
Why would you do that? That's a lot of money. Is worth of
well, because the doctor needed it. There were sick people.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's... I wanted to leave.
See, the worst of you really came out right now. Yeah, yeah.
This is why I shot you.
Yeah. He did pull a gun on him also. And like,
I'm starting to feel a little less bad now.
I haven't felt bad once.
I also don't feel bad.
Well, anyway, are you guys going to take me back? Can you just take me to the city, please?
Well, I thought you would know more about like this whole like case debacle, the suitcase and stuff like that. Like,
look, listen. All I know is that they all want the plant.
Okay.
And that suitcase is somehow going to get it. I don't know, probably money or something, because they're all short on money. So,
How are they all short on money?
There's no way they're all short on money.
So if we hypothetically had a lot of money, how would we go about acquiring that plant?
So the Reno Gold Insurance Company owns it.
Okay.
So the Reno Snakes and the Purrazzo family are all trying to buy that land from the insurance company.
Nice.
But, you know, the snakes, they're a little short, and this was... The suitcase is supposed to be part of the payment, so I'm assuming it's just money, but it could also be like something valuable for the down payment and all that.
Yeah, all right.
So hey, whoever gets that money can probably get the place.
Cool. So you still got your freight ship here. So why don't you fly your freight ship to the doctor?
Oh, because they took it apart.
Torn apart. Yeah.
Yeah. The desert cat took it apart
to like fly
just pieces.
Well, no, they took the engine out and stuff, and they took all my fuel.
You let them take the engine?
Well, I was shot in the leg and shot in the hand.
Do you think it would have made a difference if you weren't?
Yeah, I could have flown away.
Oh, you couldn't fly away with one hurt leg?
Well, I mean, I was trying to get to my ship, and before I could take off, they got to me.
Oof.
Yeah, I had to crawl, and it hurt a lot.
I feel like you could walk on that.
I mean, I can, but it hurts a lot.
Hurts a lot or lose all your stuff, huh?
Yeah, it does.
You guys want to go to that insurance company? I have an idea. It's
Are
called
we
leverage.
Buying... Okay.
Are we buying the auto shop?
Yep.
So this is just like a big chunk of it, so it's not going to be the whole amount. Though you would still need a bunch more money.
Mm. I hate this guy.
Hey, look, listen. Hey, look, I'm with the peacekeepers. You could bring me back, say I got kidnapped or something. I'm sure the peacekeepers can help you out. The
peacekeepers are not going
to
help us out.
I thought you were trying to leave them.
Well, yeah, but I didn't, like, send in the resignation, so I just left. They don't know what happened to me.
They think you're, like, sick or something.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You left the door open so you could be a cop again whenever you want.
No, I was trying to leave, but now I can't leave because I don't have a ship and I don't have supplies.
I say we just leave him here.
Oh, so now you're just going to go back to a life of being a cop because it's convenient?
Well, I don't have any other options. What am I supposed to do?
You die.
I mean, again, there's literally a place with a doctor we can get you to. You're refusing that.
Yeah, but
that
it's going
to
be a battleground pretty soon.
Yeah,
and
there
I don't
you go again.
The
See, it's all about convenience with you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, crew.
Yeah,
because
being a cop is an easy way out, huh?
Can we side by really quick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
I'll just keep bleeding here.
Yeah, sure, man. Do whatever you want.
You're fine.
We'll be over here. We'll be over here.
What happened?
Hey, I know I'm the newest one here.
Right.
And I know I've made some big decisions.
Mm-hmm. Like shooting that guy.
Twice.
Yeah, but I feel like he kind of deserved it. The second time I did warn him.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I don't know why he would pull that gun on you.
Yeah, I don't know why. Do we need him anymore?
No, not really, but I think we should kill him just yet.
Okay. Does he offer us anything?
I don't think he has anything to offer. Okay, he's just kind of sad.
Yeah, but he's so desperate. You know how easy it is to get desperate people to do stuff?
I mean, but yeah, like?
Like, cause some chaos, which I'm sure we'll need later on. Not planning,
when we get
going
our,
with the flow.
Or for when we get our ship back?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I guess the other thing, I don't really know what our goal is at this point.
Yeah.
Are we just trying to get our ship and leave with a lot of money that we got, or?
I mean, listen, me personally, I'd love to do that. I do feel like some of the people here who have repetitively espoused moral high groundism may have different opinions on what we should do on this planet.
Are you me?
Yeah, it's you.
I would
love to take this money and leave. That would be delightful for me. It would be pretty cool. Maybe kill
the
bounty hunter on the way out.
I'm not against us taking the money and leaving.
That the lady isn't gonna actually uphold her end of the bargain.
Correct, yeah, she won't.
Probably not. Not at this point.
I mean, especially now that she knows that one of us is worth money. At least, you know.
Okay, what if you don't come back with us?
Yeah, we could just leave you here.
Sure, yeah, you guys don't have any bounties on your head for this bounty hunter?
Not me.
No, I don't.
I do.
Oh, but she doesn't know that. I don't want to leave you. We don't know if she does.
You think she didn't run any information on us after we left because she knows at least one of us has a bounty?
Okay, what if only me and Flux go back? We get the ship and then we come back for you.
Truthfully, I don't trust you.
Alive that long.
Yeah, I don't trust the two of you together to bring my ship back. No.
But also remember, the ship currently can't fly as is.
Unless they fixed it.
In the time we were gone?
Yeah, she said that she'll probably have it fixed up by the time you guys come back.
Oh, well, then it sounds like we just maybe need to sneak in there and steal our ship back.
Take the money. He really wants to kill the lady, though.
I said that earlier! You guys don't listen to me! I'm the captain and no one listens to me!
It sounded better when
you
said it.
So you remember when I asked for clarification right here about what we wanted to do?
Hawks is going to cry again.
Hawks is not going to cry again. Hawks is an adult.
Stop making him cry.
Oh my god. Okay, Hawks.
At least this time he's not naked.
Is that stupid kid crying?
Do not. Shoot him. Oh my god.
I shoot him in the other leg.
Oh no.
I'm not going to bandage that.
No, please.
So, I'm still crying.
You better apologize to him and hope he bandages.
You're a good shot even when you're crying.
Please.
You kind of did that to yourself. No, you know what, Hog? I think, no, you said, yes, it is a great idea. The only thing with sneaking to her ship, taking the money and leaving is that Mr. Capitan over here really wants to get rid of the lady. Because now she knows he's worth money and she might come after us.
Okay, we can just kill her. We can just kill her.
That was kind of generally my goal. But my thing is I don't want to have to like deal with like a whole firefight with the whole gang. So like if it seems like it's going to be too difficult, we should just take the ship. Also, if you were going to arrest a guy and sell him for money, would you fix his ship?
I have an idea.
I just want to put that out there really quickly before we settle on getting the ship back. I was thinking about this one.
But that was your idea.
Yeah, that was my idea a couple hours ago, and I've been thinking on it.
Okay.
And I'm just running it by you guys. If you think she fixed the ship, we're good to go.
We can check
the ship.
Because it's a ship.
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to tell if it's still in smithereens or if it's been sort of fixed a little from the outside. So
you're the engineer.
You would know that best.
So I think this is it, you guys. I think I have a plan.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I'm impressed.
It took me a while. You know, sometimes you gotta do it by the seat of your pants. I guess sometimes you do need a plan.
Should never be doing things by the seat of your pants.
That is debatable. Mm. But we can approach, right? Me and somebody can go look at the ship, see if it's been repaired or not. We're gonna be able to get her alone because she wanted this to be hush hush. So we're like, we have the thing, you know, and when we get her alone, we kill her, don't actually give her the suitcase, and we leave before the rest of the gang figures out that she's dead.
Okay. I know how we can get her in a room alone.
Well, she doesn't want everyone to see the suitcase and to know what's going on. She wanted this to be hush-hush, so the exchange is probably not going to happen in public. Right?
That's fair, but she might still have her, like, guys.
Yeah, at least a right hand or a left hand.
Or both hands.
Or both hands.
But it won't be a whole gang.
No, that's true. That's true.
What if we just light their whole establishment on fire?
Cause a little chaos.
Yeah, I mean, we had someone to cause some chaos right here. But now both of his legs are wounded.
No, I have a plan for him.
I was going to light him on fire and push him
into the
building.
You were going to light him on fire?
And push him into the building, yeah.
Oh my god. What is your plan?
That's kind of...
Hawk?
Oh, well, I was going to say we can tie him up, gag him, put a thing over his head, and, like, pretend like we learned some information from him that is, like, secret and, like, only, like, she would want to know. Like, oh, you've got a rat kind of deal.
Okay.
And then when we get them in the secret room, we kill both of them.
Yeah, okay, sure.
That's how we would handle it back
in B-block.
I love it.
I think I think we should do it.
It doesn't sound like you love it. You sound a little hesitant.
I'm with it. As the captain, I think I should take you guys' opinions into consideration.
You're right. No plan.
The only caveat to that I do want to point out is that does feel a little bit like too many ingredients in the gumbo, right? Like, it feels like a little much.
See, either you want a plan or you don't want a plan.
No, I like it. And I just said I think we should do it. But I did just want to point that little thing out. That does feel like two or three steps too many.
It's literally two steps.
Okay, you're right. Tie him up. Hey, I'm going to tie you up. Roll over.
So you guys going to help me?
Yeah, roll over.
Oh, I don't see how tying me up will help.
I'm going to tear off some of the tank top that I had already bound him with to wrap his other leg. And then I'm going to tear up some of his clothes to then gag him and then take his shirt and put it around his head.
No.
Wow.
You're going to be fine.
This is embarrassing.
He just starts crying.
Him on my shoulder and toss him into the car.
Yeah. He somehow got sadder.
That's whatever. Let's go.
All right. So you put him in the back of the car? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah. Time. It's not like he can do anything.
That is very true. So we start driving.
All right. So you guys are heading over to the bar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys head on over to the bar. The driver guy is kind of out front, loading some boxes to another truck.
As we're approaching, because they said they were going to grab a ship and tow it over this way so they could fix it there. From the outside, can we see where the ship is?
A little down the street. It's pretty close. There is a big building that looks like where that could look like it. You're not sure, but you would assume that looks like
so
somewhere.
So can we drive past the bar and
go check on our
ship? So I can just... I should be able to at least tell if they did anything to it or not, right? And then we just circle around and then actually park after we know if the ship looks like it can fly.
Yes, that's good.
I'm so good at plans.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
All right. So you guys are going to circle around a little mechanic area?
Yeah.
So yeah, it is outside. So give me a grit check.
Oh, yeah. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Ha-cha. Oh, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
All right. So yeah, you look at it, and a lot of the fixes are more temporary fixes. They use wet cement kind of thing. Better than that, obviously. So it's all temporary fixes.
Seal.
Yeah, yeah. It'll definitely hold for quite a while. But they did a surprisingly good job pretty quick. So, but this is all temporary fixes just to kind of get you to wherever you need to go, kind of deal.
All right, so good news, bad news, good news?
Mm-hmm.
Good news sandwich. So, bread, good. They did do things to the ship.
Okay.
All positive. Most of the holes, at least the ones that mattered, have been sealed. Bad news filling. It's not going to hold very long. It'll get us out of atmosphere and maybe two... next planet over.
Okay.
But we won't be able to travel very long. Good news, bread on the bottom. If this works out, we'll have the money to fix it in the next planet.
Sounds great.
So we can circle around.
Cool. Yeah, we loop around.
All right. So now you guys are at the bar. That guy is still loading up boxes into another truck.
All right, Hawk, take point. It's your plan.
Okay.
Hope it doesn't
and
go
I
south.
Take him and I take him and I toss him over my shoulder and I start walking in.
Oh, he somehow looks even sadder, just kind of dangling.
Oh, he smells bad because, as he said earlier, he pissed and pooped himself.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you guys walk into this bar and they see you come in, and the guy at the bar immediately goes to get the...
Before we get out, I'm going to pocket... a bunch of credits out of the briefcase, and I am going to walk the briefcase in. Just to be clear. I'm not thinking, I obviously can't carry all the credits, but I'm pocketing so many credits, as many as I can fit into my personal, just filling myself.
We could have handed her an empty suitcase and bailed.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you think of that, Mr. Planmaker?
No one else brought it up, and you guys didn't want my plans anymore. Why would I bring it up?
Oh my god.
You guys wanted to do this. This is what we're doing.
You're not captaining very captainy right now.
Because you guys didn't want me to captain very captainy, so we're going to do what you guys want.
Said that. No, that's too late fine. Now.
Yeah, okay. We're already here.
Yeah.
So she goes to the got the bar, goes mm-hmm. to get the goes to get the boss, and she comes out and she kind of tells everyone like, "Oh, close. There's been some issues. The oven broken, the grill. We got to close up for safety. You know, gas. So there's a gas spill.
Gas leak?
Gas leak.
Oh, that must be why I saw so many ants on my walk-in.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone needs to leave except for you guys.
Well, but I don't like a gas leak.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
So everyone kind of like starts packing up and leaving.
I don't think that's how gas leaks work.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if everyone else thinks that's how gas leaks work.
They left.
Are like all of like her like gang also leaving as well?
The bartender's staying there. But there is like a guard that kind of like sits in the corner and he's staying. And then there are like the guys outside doing other stuff. But right now it's just those two guys.
So we got your briefcase.
Oh, great.
Hold it up.
Oh, thank you. Bring it on over here. You guys are doing Reno 12 a great service.
Yeah, it's generally the goal, you know.
There is an issue, though.
I've not taken a step that way.
It's an issue that might be best spoken of in private. And I like, I just kind of like motion towards the guy on my shoulder
with soiled pants. Oh.
Why don't we take him to the shower so we can like hose it down?
It's probably
when
good
we're
idea.
Done.
Yeah.
You know?
You want to come with us and maybe we can talk while we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, give me the briefcase and we'll go. And
well, that's the thing is, we're not quite sure if this briefcase is what you think it is. Whatever he's been saying, something's up. And so I think we should deal with whatever's going on with him first.
Well, why don't you give me the briefcase?
I'm going to wink at her. Captain to captain.
give me a savvy check.
Oh, God.
Dog, if you fail this roll.
6, 7, 8. I got 8.
Oh, okay. So she's like, she definitely like, something's up. Okay. Like, okay. So, but she's like, I'm going to keep an eye on it. She tells like the bartender guy, like, keep an eye on the briefcase.
I'm keeping it in my hand. I'm not putting it down.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's fine. She's just telling the guy at the bar to keep an eye on the briefcase. Yeah.
When she like reconvenes near us as we're walking out, I'm going to lean in and just be like, and I'm just going to whisper mole to her.
Oh, so she kind of looks at you knowingly and like, okay. So you guys make it into the showers.
The odds are against you. You've got the best crew on this side of the galaxy. You're in a Samsonite frame strapped to a Rutgart V24 Grav Slider, and only 3 of your other competitors want to kill you. You remember the plan. You know your rig isn't fast enough, and most of these other racers could leave you in a cloud of stardust. But you're not here to win. You're here to steal the massive vault belonging to the crime boss sponsoring this race. You're just a distraction. In partnership with Soul Muppet Publishing and Plus One XP, Andrew Bowman and Wes Franks present F Infinity. F Infinity is a source book for Orbital Blues focused on the high octane world of space racing. It takes place in the professional high class world of Formula Infinity Hyperprix, all the way down to the dust and muck covered low class realm of stock jet racing, and everything in between, combining them with the lo-fi future of Orbital Blues in a brand new setting, the Senna system. F Infinity features a bespoke racing mechanic for use in any Orbital Blues campaign or one-shot, new planets, race circuits, and the locales surrounding them, brand new troubles, gambits, mementos, and more, new enemies and rogues gallery, bounties, space events, and adventures set in the racing world, featuring the writing of Quinn Blackwell, Lynn Codega, Wes Franks, Dusty Hill, Quinn B. Rodriguez, and Adria Slattery, and the art of Andre Bowman, B. O'Connor, and Tony Tran, and the editing of Richard Rain and Heather Romansky. By backing F Infinity and the rest of the fantastic project featured in Orbital Blues Month, you can help them rocket past their funding goal and into exciting new stretch goals. Grab your helmet, a few D6s, some friends, and visit ttrpg.link/speedofsad to support now.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome
welcome to my first dungeon. Hello and welcome to my first dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to my first dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl in a special Gertrude role. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus two. That's a zero.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck.
Are you starting a new home campaign? Or maybe your current campaign is looking for some miniatures? Well, don't worry, because Hero Forge has you covered. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They also offer custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for you to 3D print your unique designs at home. HeroForge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. And did you know that they offer 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains? So if you love your OC or you're looking for a really cool gift, you should check that out. What are you waiting for? Visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today, and check back often. New content is added every week.
Okay. I'm gonna like kind of like put him in like one of the shower like stalls from before, and like I'm kind of like looking back towards the three of you to like be like, are we getting in a position so we can murk this lady?
I've already fallen back.
So
a
the
bit.
Bartender is like there, but he's like kind of behind. He's not really. He's not like in it with you guys, but he's kind of standing near the doorway.
Okay, because I was gonna say I was gonna position myself to be by the door, just so if anybody comes by, I'm like, my train of thought is that I'm the first wall they hit, because I'm
so,
like,
so
I feel
you're
like,
next to the bartender pretty much.
Yeah, because I'm like, I feel like you guys, because in Rosehead you guys can handle this, but if we start getting more guys from the outside, then we have problems.
Yeah, no, so I'm just sitting here thinking like, man, we didn't decide who was gonna kill her.
We didn't. No.
Yeah, but, you know.
We got a plan, and that was kind of as far as we went.
See, you thought this plan had too many steps. It was lacking steps.
It was lacking.
That's crazy.
So out of her apron, she was just cooking. She pulls out a big cleaver and like, all right, let's start taking pieces off.
Hold on. No, the reason we need to come out here is, he was mumbling something about you having a mole, and that's...
Oh, yeah. So who's the mole? And if you don't tell me, I'm just going to start cutting off fingers, bro.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You should get doing that. I'm going to look at you.
She'll start walking. She is the worst shot out of all of us, and I want you to know that. Okay.
Oh, God.
She starts
I'm a
walking.
Real good shot. I'm looking at you.
Wait, maybe we shouldn't shoot. Maybe we shouldn't shoot. People will hear.
She has a cleaver. You want to get close enough to that? Like, he looks at her, and she's like... Fuck, bro. Like, it literally could have been anybody else. And I do have a pistol, but, like, does she know how to use it? No. So, She starts so getting
in,
behind.
In the game, people with melee weapons and close range have advantage over people with ranged
they
weapons
do, yeah.
within close quarters.
I'm going to like grab your wrist and take out my boot knife and just hand it to you.
Oh, this is going to be so gross. I'm going to get blood all over myself.
She just has this cleaver out holding this guy's hand open.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like she's just about to cut a guy's fingers off. Yeah, and she'll start sort of being like, oh, if you have to cut, you know, where it meets the knuckle.
Yeah, well, I know how to cut off fingers. Don't worry. This isn't my first rodeo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but could you guys take the gag off of him? My hands are kind of full right now, so we could talk. Unless you guys want to start chopping and then start asking questions.
I think we should start chopping first.
Maybe we chop one to incentivize him.
All right.
Yeah, so he knows
we're
serious.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's like as she goes to chop it off, I'm going to take off his gag so he will scream and hopefully help muffle whatever other sounds end up happening.
Okay, what chuck are you going to? Are you doing like a savvy to be real quick, or are you just doing a muscle like you're just trying to overpower her?
The bartender's out here with us, right?
Yeah.
I'll knock him out.
Just block his view.
Yeah, step in front of him.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. That's all.
Just block his view.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I hate this. Oh. Okay.
I'll give you upper hand because she's not like prepared.
No. So that is a 8 + 1 is a 9.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, you hit her.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and then. You know
but
what?
Like she does this thing where you can tell she's not enjoying this, so she goes to stab and turns her head away at the last second. So it's like it's close enough that I stab her, but it's like I don't want to watch me stab her. And she looks at you like you made me do this. I'm gonna stab you next.
Yeah,
I
have this is your guys' plan. You gotta follow it through.
All right, Kim.
Okay.
What are you up to? Getting
yeah,
this guy.
I'm gonna just see if I can knock this guy out. So that'll be a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, yeah, you get this guy.
Okay.
So well, how are you, like, getting him?
I think, well, because I have a pair of knuckle dusters on my right hand. I think I just full force just, like...
just clock him in the jaw.
Clock him in the jaw, and then I'm going to spend... So I have the Gambit Hail of Blows. I can spend a heart to make another attack against the odds with the same weapon. So I'm going to spend a heart and do that because I would like to knock this guy out.
Okay.
Okay, so I discard the highest die, which is 1, 6. So that'll be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So yeah, I'll say like with both of those, you're able, you kind of get them by surprise, so you knock them out.
Yeah, it's just
slumps against
yeah,
the door.
Yeah, slump. Two clean hits.
So yeah, so the problem is that Dubois is still alive. So she's definitely like on the edge of it. So but she's still alive, and it looks like she's about to hit you with the cleaver.
Oh no!
So let's see how that goes. I'll give her. No, so she kind of goes to swing at you, but she like kind of falls over and misses.
I'm gonna turn the showers on.
Okay.
Can I use that moment as she like slips over to grab the boot knife out of my own boot, then like jump forward and just kind of try to go to like slit her throat?
Yeah, give me an upper hand.
Awesome. This is muscle, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait, upper hand you said. Ooh, thank God for that. Okay, that's a 10.
Okay, yeah, and then what would have been the damage? And the extra die that didn't count towards your attack.
Oh, the extra die? Oh, I understand. It's 3.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, this is going to be enough to kill her. So,
yeah,
you get on her and you start get her down. So, now you have 2 dead guys and a crying guy.
Okay, what are we going to do with this guy?
Not the first time I've shanked someone in the shower.
Oh.
That makes sense.
What do we do with him?
What?
Oh. You could let me go.
Yeah, go ahead and kill him now.
Letting me go.
I stab him in
but
the throat.
He didn't. Oh.
That was supposed to be Flux's job.
Oh.
No,
I'm
thank
sorry.
You. I think
back,
I've
please.
Had...
Knife.
Maybe.
Knife.
I'll think about it.
Knife.
Maybe we'll need it to get the thing started.
Can you at least clean it?
Yeah. Hold it under the water.
Not like that.
I don't want to put it on my clothes. She dries it on your clothes.
Thank you.
Okay. We should...
Go now?
Yeah. Go.
Yeah.
Wait. Wait. If we walk out with the briefcase, they're going to know something's wrong.
We're already outside. We're by the shower, so we can just walk out that way.
Are the shepherds outside?
They are separate. Like, okay. Because there's like a barracks area.
Okay, okay.
Can I take her jacket?
Oh my god. They're gonna
I'm gonna
know.
See if she has any money on her. Weapons?
I mean, it's just her jacket is just like their jacket. It'll just look like I'm a guy wearing their jacket, right?
Yeah. So when you went behind the bar, you didn't notice that she does have like some special sawed off shotgun kind of hidden underneath the bar. But other than that, she just kind of has a cleaver on her. And she was like cooking, so.
Good for us. That would have been really
You guys
want
to go get the car?
We need to.
What are you doing?
I was gonna go grab the sawed off shotgun she has.
For what?
I want it.
There is that guard that's still in.
Yeah.
I'll just tell him she needs it.
For what? To shoot the guy?
Yeah, to shoot this guy.
Oh my god. All right, but if you get stuck, we're not coming
for
you.
You're not going to bail me out. Whatever. It's not a big deal. You guys want to go get the car?
Yeah. I want to go.
Who's
I want to leave. There's so much blood here.
I'll go with Flux.
Who had the keys?
Probably Flux?
No, you drove.
I had the keys? Oh, for the truck? Oh, yes. Yeah. I tossed the keys.
You drove.
Yeah, I tossed the keys to
you. I can get the ship running.
Yeah, sounds good.
So, turn it on. Warm it up.
Are you coming
And then
me?
Countdown.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know what you're up to. I don't want to leave you behind.
I just want to go grab the sauna.
Right.
Are we good?
Yeah, yeah. So you step out the guard. He's reading To Kill a Mockingbird in the corner.
I just walk in. I'm just going to walk to where she stands and like grab her shotgun.
He's like,
and
oh, hey.
Hey-oh.
Hey.
Pick it up and start walking.
That's our boss's shotgun, man.
Yeah, she wants to use it to execute this guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, give me like a savvy check.
I got a 6 and a 5 if that one's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a 6 and a 5, so yeah, 11 like, plus 2. All right, yeah. See you later, man.
See ya.
Yeah. Oh, the bartender left a really nice drink here, and I just put a credit down. I'm like, yeah, okay. A little tip for him.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'll take that credit. Don't mind.
I'll leave a second one for you, man.
Oh, thanks, bro. You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, of course, dude.
You're solid.
Dude, thank you. You know what? Actually, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can't leave this area, though.
You have, like, a walkie-talkie or something?
Yeah, yeah, we have walkie-talkies.
Okay. I don't know how many people you, like, need to handle this, but so the dude that we brought in,
mm-hmm.
he was that, like, peacekeeper. There was, like, this, like, whole peacekeeper thing going on. Yeah, whole situation. So there's, like, three of them stationed out. They're trying to, like, station an ambush on you guys.
Whoa.
I figured if you send all your guys to go ambush Lem,
okay,
kind of,
yeah,
like, the
yeah.
perfect, like, get around.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
there's, it looks like it's on cinder blocks. I think that's part of the trick. It looks like it's broken down, mm-hmm. but it's, like, this big shipment mm-hmm. container. Drive straight out there. Surround it. I'm pretty sure you'll get him.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you could just like walk him or whatever, however you guys communicate.
Oh yeah. You know what? Actually, like I've been looking for a way to like kind of get up in the gang. Like maybe if I lead this group.
Things are going your way, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. You know what? He's solid, bro. He goes to give me a handshake.
Dude, you know what? I'll let her use my revolver to execute this guy. I'll tell her I couldn't find it. You should have this.
The shotgun? I feel like I'll get in trouble for that.
You think so?
Yeah, she's really particular about her shotgun.
All right, then my bad. I'll just take it to her.
Okay. I mean, I'll take your revolver, though, if you want.
No, it's all right.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's mine. Like, I thought, like, she was, like, a cool boss and let you use
okay.
this.
I mean,
not a big deal.
Okay, well, I'm going to get some boys together. We're going to go get them.
Well, you're staying here, though.
Yeah. Shit, you're right.
I mean, you can go if you want.
I got to get someone to cover for me.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, I'm just, yeah, figure that out. See you
know
later.
What? Fred owes me a favor.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, right. yeah. Thanks, bro.
See you later, dude. Yeah. Tallulah the Hand, you know, greatest
He's
captain around.
Hey, someone need to. You're my bro now.
So there's right, something yeah, I overheard. We're immediately friends.
It sounds like they may have fucked with your thrusters a bit. I don't know the details. I just heard there's something up with the thrusters.
All right.
Okay. So
be honest with me. Who's the mechanic that works on that shit?
You know, it's just Fred, the mechanic, the guy.
You're calling him here.
I mean, I was going to see if he could like cover me.
Is he at the mechanic shop right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah. He just finished up with your ship, but.
Don't call Fred up here. I'm happy to have a conversation with him.
Oh, hey, don't hurt him. He's still.
I'm not gonna.
Look, he's just following orders, man.
No, exactly. I'm not,
and he's my bro.
I appreciate this. Here's another credit, dude.
Oh, you know what? You're all right.
Thanks, man. All right. Well, see you later.
See ya.
Yeah, we're in the car.
Yeah, we just get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
The car is on and everything. Like,
you guys ready?
Flux was like counting down.
And we Why are your just, hands shaking?
What? I was just counting to see if y'all took too long.
No, we're fine.
Okay. Let's
All
go.
All right, let's get out of here.
Do we get down the street?
Yeah, yeah. So you're now at like the mechanic area.
Hey, is there a Fred here?
And so some guy's like, oh, yeah, I'm Fred.
I'm scanned. Is anyone else here?
Yeah, there's like a couple of mechanics and there are some guards.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of walking around.
Fred, you fucking listen to me right now. Don't make any, don't look around. Don't make any fucking sounds. Yeah. If you make any fucking sound, I kill everybody here. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
What the fuck did you do to my thrusters? What'd you do to Esposito? You tell me right now. You have 5 seconds.
I didn't do nothing. I swear I didn't do nothing.
What's up with our thrusters then?
Nothing's wrong with the
All right, I'm killing somebody.
Oh, hold on.
I'm reaching for... I I have a sawed off in my hand. Yeah. So I'm going to sawed off somebody now.
Is that our boss a sawed off?
Point blank. 5.
Did you kill our boss?
4. It's up to his chin now. 3.
Okay. We just have some things loose so that when you shoot your afterburners to get out of the atmosphere, the fuel will come out and then it'll fuck up the engines and you'll have to come back down.
Yeah, go ahead and fix that. Go and fix that right now.
Oh, okay.
Actually, what's that guard's name right there?
That's Jimmy.
Jimmy. And what's the other guard's name?
Johnny.
There's only 2 guards, right?
There's 2 guards in there. There's some that are like walking around the building and stuff.
Has the call been made to send people to go do a thing yet? I'm trying to get as many people away from the spot as I can.
So give me an observation check.
I rolled a 5 now. I'm too focused on maybe killing this guy.
Yeah, you can't
spend
tell.
Spend
a heart. I rolled the worst.
Yeah, you can't tell if like people are leaving or anything.
Here, I'll take him with me to the ship so that I can make sure he doesn't, like,
it's a great
fuck
idea.
Up anything more. And then he can tell me what he fucked up and we can fix it. It'll be faster that way.
Go with them, kill him if he does anything weird.
Well, one of the guards is going to be like, hey, we haven't gotten the...
Is it Jimmy?
Yeah, Jimmy.
Jimmy, like, come here, dude.
Oh, do we know each other?
Knife.
But, hey, our boss hasn't
said anything. Fine, and she hands it over to you.
How close is he to
me? Yeah, he's starting to walk towards you, so it'll be...
Just into his neck.
All right, give me a savvy check.
Oh, my God.
And there's still that second guard.
I'm just kind of, like, pulling him to the side. Like, you know, just like a little, like, assassination moment.
Like, give me a hug,
too. 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, okay, yeah, so you... He's like, give me another savvy check to see if you kind of do it quietly, you know?
6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, yeah, so he's kind of like leaning on you.
Just to the side, drag him off to the side.
Because the other guard didn't follow him, he's still standing there, so he's still like a little bit ways away.
Hey, hi, Mechanica, you saw him
Yes. You killed Jimmy, he's my boyfriend.
You're going to come with
me. Killed my boyfriend.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Having a panic attack.
Yeah, I know, I need you to come with us. Have the panic attack outside.
I think I'm going to throw up.
3 in. Hold it. 3 out.
Oh, God, he's going to throw up. 3 in.
Hold it. Huck, hold it for 3.
Come help me drag him out. He's going to throw up.
Go fix it.
It's our anniversary. We're going to have dinner.
Not anymore.
Okay, Hawk, one arm. I grab the other. Let's go.
Johnny, buddy, I have a question for you. And I'm going to step over the body and into another position so he can't see it.
I'm going to step right by where you and the body are so he doesn't quite see it directly in his line of sight.
What? What do you want?
Wall here.
Your buddy said that he needed to take a whiz or something, that you need to watch his spot over here. I don't know.
Give me a savvy check.
Oh, God. But Hawk and I are trying to walk 9. The mechanic out of the shop.
Yeah, he's like, Jimmy kind of sucks.
Yeah, he seems like a real piece of shit, honestly.
Yeah, but you know, he's banging the head mechanic, so of course he gets the best
things. No, that makes sense. Yeah, what a real piece of shit.
Yeah, some of us have to work for what we got. Yeah. But...
Honestly, can I tell you something, dog?
Yeah.
All right. So I heard that... your buddy over there that like guards the boss.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that he's gonna make a call and there's gonna be like this big sting operation to like catch like some moles or something that's like in the gang.
Whoa, is that why the other guards are running off?
You might as well go too, dude.
But Jimmy has to pee.
I'll watch his spot right now.
Give me a savvy.
Yeah. That's fucking cool. Higher. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
So he kind of looks out the window and they're kind of loading up into a truck right now. He's like, oh, wait,
dude, you're going to miss it, dude.
Oh, so he runs out and he's like, look at me.
Nice.
And then Hawk and Flex are like literally dragging this poor mechanic who's sobbing and trying not to throw up over to our ship. All right. Hawk, you're going to have to hold him so he doesn't run.
Oh, don't worry. I can hold them.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Mechanic Guy, if I was you, I wouldn't try anything. He's a little loose in the head. So what did you touch? What is loose so I can tighten it? So point to it. You're not allowed to touch anything, though.
It's just where it mixes the fuel.
Okay.
Be perfect. It's that.
All right.
It's just a little loose.
See, that would have probably made us blow up later.
You know.
No! We could die.
I mean, you blew up once. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Now I kind of hope
you guys blow up.
Honestly,
you
to
all
be
have
fair,
survived a lot of crashes.
We did, yeah. We probably would survive another one, huh? It's fine. Let's see. And I'm going to go ahead and roll. I can use grit instead of body to repair my vehicle. Lovely. So I get my plus two, and we roll. I'm going to use a heart to re-roll. Ooh. Nice. That is a 12.
All right, yeah. So you're able to kind of fix this thing up. It seems good as new.
Okay.
Hawkins, while she's doing that, give me a muscle check.
Oh, no. Because
this guy's going to start wiggling. He's wiggling pretty hard. Okay.
I'm going to spend a heart to re-roll. That's worse. That's a 7.
Yeah, so this guy wiggles out, and he's starting to run, and you see him pick up something as he, like, kind of turns the corner.
I shoot him.
Okay, give me... give it to me with against the odds. Roll against the odds.
I never roll against the odds with pistols because of Devil's Right Hand, and in fact, I always roll with upper hand. So that is a 5 and a 4. That's a 9, but I only deal 1 damage.
Yeah, this guy is, like, not a fighter, so you just drop him.
And oh, my gosh.
You see he drops. He had, like, one of those, like, small, like, a little portable welder thing. So he was probably trying to do something. I don't know.
Well, I guess they're still going to have dinner tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, can we get on the ship?
Yeah, you get on the ship. But you hear over Fred's radio, like, hey, man, like, aren't you supposed to come cover me? Like... Come on, I need to go. I need to go, man.
I'm just going
to
drag Fred out and prop him up against, like, the building. And I'm just going to leave his hand clipped to the thing so that way he just lets sound into the radio.
All right.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. It's going to run.
You sure?
Yeah. All right. Actually, I'm actually pretty sure about all this right. one.
All right. So, let's give us, like, a good savvy check to see if we can fly this thing out. Because it is still, like, inside this, like, barricade. So it's going to take a little finagling to get out.
4, 5, 6, 8.
All right, yeah. So you kind of take it slow, but you're able to get it out. And now you're starting to fly away. Things seem to be holding together.
Okay. I'm gonna do like, a little loop. And I'm going to meet them where they're going. Hey, let's go ahead and rain some fire down on these guys.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, there's a truck full of those dudes. You have to do a systems check.
Already on it, Captain.
Oh, yeah, Hawk, you already in there?
I know the button this time.
Yep, exactly. Go on in. Go to your heart's content.
All right. So you roll with a plus two for systems, and someone can aid him in it to give him upper hand.
So oh, sure.
You do a systems check to see if you aid him.
Cool. Let's see if I help. That is a 10. 5 yep. and 5.
So now you have it with upper hand.
Okay, well, I did roll 2 6s, so...
Hell yeah!
And so this weapon is a mining laser, which is explosive, so I think it just blows up the truck, honestly.
Wow, those guys are just chunks now. Yeah. The wild animals are going to have a feast.
Wow.
I'm gonna fly over to where the doctor is.
Okay, yeah. So you guys are at the plant, yeah.
I'm gonna land. I'm gonna peel this thing back. I'm gonna take out, like, half of the money.
Okay.
And then I'm just gonna, like, put it on a pile and then in, like, our living spaces. Be like, you guys go ahead and pick at that. I'm gonna close it and be like, hey, can you guys go to the doctor?
I mean, we could get him.
Hey, can you bring the doctor and, like, whoever's the leader out here?
I mean, he's kind... I guess Patty's kind of...
Someone else who you also trust.
Okay, yeah, there is, like, a dude that we all like.
Cool.
All right.
Wait, what about that one lady?
Well, like, she was incapacitated, so I hope she's better, but I don't think she's up.
The doctor comes out with some dude.
Oh, hey, yeah. Oh, hey, dude.
Hey.
Do you, like, live here?
Yeah. My name is Guy. I'm kind of help out, you know.
Awesome. Yeah, okay, like, so there's a bunch of money in the lining of this. Like, a bunch of credits.
Whoa.
Yeah. You guys figure it out from here. We killed most of the snakes.
Yeah. The Reno snakes,
yeah. We killed most of those guys. We got rid of some cops on the way.
Oh, so now there's nothing stopping the Perrazzo family?
Well, you have all this money now.
Oh.
All these credits, so you could use that.
Okay.
I mean, if you could just tell us where they live, maybe we could do a quick drive-by.
They live in the city, and they have, like, defenses and stuff. I don't know.
Do they have anti-air defenses?
Yeah, they're pretty rich. I'm sure that they've got, like...
But not so rich that they can't just buy this place out, right?
Well, it's more like having the money all together. You know, they're very liquid. They have a bunch of Gunzo coins or something.
That feels like the opposite of liquid, actually.
I would say. So everything's tied up at the moment, and I would understand that. All right. Well, you guys want, like, the gun from our ship or something?
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick.
All right, yeah, go ahead and take it off. The ship's parked, though, so be quick with it. We gotta leave.
Oh, okay, we'll have our guys on it right now.
Yeah, I come back, and I'm like, guys, they have to take the gun from the ship.
Huh? What do you mean they have to?
Well, because they're gonna be defenseless otherwise, and I don't really want to stay here and fight that rich family, so...
And then we're gonna be defenseless up there?
We'll be fine. We have all these credits now.
To buy a better gun. Right.
What's that other gang that's here?
The Desert Cats? There was
What's their deal?
They're just kind of like out in the desert. They're just thieves.
I was going to say we could give them the money and maybe try to like put the power balance like at least kind of normal. But if they don't care, then maybe not.
Yeah, now two sides have guns. I'm sure they'll figure it out for sure. Yeah.
Maybe.
We gave them one gun.
It's a gun. Really big gun.
It's a big gun. You're right.
Yeah, right. Do they get the gun off?
Yeah, so they do have like stuff to lift it up. They have like a crane and stuff. And you see Patty's there. She's like kind of directing people. So they're like, thanks, you guys.
Yeah, I hope you guys survive. Yeah, see you later.
I hope we survive too.
Yeah, I hope the credits help.
Yeah, I mean, it'll definitely help a lot.
Getting the ship in
late. Yeah, we did a good deed.
Yeah.
We did something good.
Did we?
Yeah.
We did something for sure.
We put the means of manufacturing back in the hands of the working man.
That's true.
And then we gave the doctor who was fixing people some money, not all of it, but some of it. And they have a gun to defend themselves. And now because we don't have a gun, Mr. Capitan has to use the money to get us a new gun, which means... it's going to be new and not a cheap one we pick up from the junkyard.
That was a good gun. We're not going to do this right now.
It was a big gun.
It was good gun. Big and good are the same thing. Synonyms. Okay.
It did blow up that truck.
Whose plan cleared out all the sand serpents, sand snakes, whatever they're called? Yeah. Let's go.
The Reno snakes.
Ah, yes. The Reno snakes.
All right. So as you guys start flying away, your systems alert you that someone's like scanning. There's like scans coming after. Like
what?
I like hit it. Like
So you guys do have a stealth thing.
You guys seeing that?
Yeah.
How do we? I don't know how to operate the stealth thing. You guys
just start hitting buttons.
Yeah.
Done. No. No. That's what got us in the situation in the first place. Was pressing a whole bunch of buttons until something. Popped
all right,
up.
Where's the stealth? Where's the stealth button?
Can I try to activate it?
Yeah. So it's a +2 for your systems.
7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, yeah. So you activate your system check, and you notice that there are, like, some small fighter things kind of looking around, but it seems like they can't find you. So you guys are able to escape.
You are so lucky the stealth system worked, because we don't have a gun.
Well, that was a close one.
Yeah,
you did give away our only means of protecting ourselves.
We have a bunch of money on board. People aren't going to shoot money out of the sky.
They don't know we have it. Money.
They do. They're going to be like, we're going to blow you out of the sky. And then we go, we have a bunch of money on board. And they go, how much do you want? And they go, a lot. We're fine. You guys just see the vision. That's why I'm the captain.
I mean, I think that's that. You guys leave. I'm sure it'll work out for these guys, the little man.
One mining laser versus a huge corporation. How could it go wrong?
It is more than they had at the beginning.
Maybe they could use the money to buy a private army that can then fight on their behalf.
That was kind of what I figured would happen. Generally, you know, mercenaries.
Oh, the Desert Cats. They could have hired the Desert Cats.
Oh, see? There we go.
Well, we're already gone, so we
we cannot go back.
We swoop back down. Hey, oh, we just have a...
Yeah, BT Dubs.
So how does this go? How, you guys go? You got a new gun? What? Let's do like a little...
How do you guys want to split up these credits? You want to just do like a quarter each? Down the middle?
Oh, I was thinking... we replace the gun first and then split left.
There's the gun. Let's split that.
Yeah. And then drink it.
Oh, yeah. We need to celebrate Hawk's.
We do need to celebrate Hawk's first survival.
I'm the captain. I'll pay for drinks.
Of a crash.
Oh, my God. This is...
So we hop to the nearest planet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where we know we're going to be able to repair the ship a little more and get that gun.
We're like...
And while it's getting repaired and the gun installed, we go to the nearest bar and then get Litty Lit lit to celebrate Hawk.
Yeah, we're like a system away from my buddy who has his little farm going on in orbit of that one planet. If we want to like park there, maybe.
Would they have a
You don't
gun?
Seem like you want to do that, Flux. I've never tried it,
so I don't know.
I mean,
is there a place there where we can get a gun?
Right, mechanics and stuff? Yeah, I don't know.
He probably has a gun, honestly.
A ship gun?
I say we do the gun and the drinking first.
Okay.
And then visit
your here's gun money. Buddy. I'll pay for drinks. We split what's here four ways?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Sounds good.
And then I can try that space, what'd you call it?
Weed. Space weed.
Right.
Oh, they took all your drugs, by the way. There's nothing in your drugs.
Yeah, I do. Once I do go and check it out.
That's the first thing he does after we're like
I
out of.
I told you, you shouldn't have told them.
Yeah. I know. I check my other stash. Did they take my magazines also?
Oh, yeah, they got everything.
Well, maybe you could replenish that.
My freak-ass alien magazines.
Maybe you could replenish it on planet, dude.
Yeah, whatever. Everyone get your credits.
Okay, well, I think that's that then.
Happy ending. Let's
go. Yeah, you guys got money. You guys aren't in debt anymore. Everyone that you owe money to is dead.
That's true.
And you
made
money.
We fixed
Honestly, best outcome.
Yeah.
Honestly, truly, yeah.
Yeah, we just gotta hope that this group can hold off against the tsunami that is capitalism.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
Really, it's their business. They should become clearly being a space cowboy's a way easier life. They should just do what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, Jesse.
All right, well, I mean, that's been 5GMs Presents. Our guests sign out.
Thank you so much for having me here at 5GMs. Once again, my name was Yuri. That is Y-U-R-I, pronouns she, they. You can go ahead and find me at Yuri and the Beast absolutely everywhere on the interwebs. You can always also find me very regularly as a cast member on Somebody's Heroes, on Don't Kill My Character, and as a guest on Pangs and Fangs as well. I am on social media a lot. I do a lot of things. One of my goals is to play as many TTRPG systems as I can get my grubby little hands on. So you'll find me hopping around the internet from channel to channel as I totally don't threaten but bully a little my friends to let me play games with them. This was great. I had so much fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and I was Kendrick or Kendo, whichever you prefer. You can find me everywhere on the internet that matters at Kendo Makes Films. And if you want to see any of the other actual play stuff I do, you can find that at Tales Yet Told, wherever you get your podcast. And on the internet, in places that matter, at Tales Yet Told, on Blue Sky at talesyettold.com. And wouldn't you guess, that website also just works. This was a blast, gang. Thank you so much for bringing me on.
Thank you for coming on.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Hey guys, Kim here. If you're really enjoying Orbital Blues or you've just been wanting to pick up a copy for a while, now you can by using our code 5GMs in a spacesuit. You'll get 10% off an Orbital Blues core book, which works both for the PDF and the physical versions. So, what are you waiting for? Go check it out and we'll see you among the stars.
Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Blue Sky. You can also check us out on our website, 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5GMs in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMs in a Trench Coat. Thanks, and catch you on the next episode.